The early recurrence of neurological symptoms after urgent aggressive best medical therapy and systematic carotid stenosis is not well documented. I'm Carmen Lave Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to Saeed Shahidi, submitting author of Risk of Early Recurrent Stroke in Symptomatic Carotid Stenosis After Best Medical Therapy and Before Endarterectomy.
Well, this is Dr. Shahidi from Denmark, written Zealand. I am the chief consultant in supraaortic surgery at University Hospital Sneagelsen in Region Zealand. And I've been medical surgeon for at least 20 years.
So what causes the early reoccurrence of neurological symptoms after urgent aggressive best medical therapy and symptomatic carotid stenosis?
Well, actually, the urgent aggressive best medical therapy is not a standard therapy, and that's why nobody actually examined it the way that we did it. There is only one or two few studies that look at it. The one study is the EXPRESS study, which is not with the dual therapy, but it's only an urgent treatment. And the other study is the Chinese study, MATCH study, that studies about comparing dual therapy with aspirin.
So what made you investigate this then? So what drew your attention to this issue?
The intention is that there's a huge misunderstanding and discussion about how fast we have to operate the patient with the carotid stenosis and how urgently we have to do carotid endarterectomy to these patients. And the most guidelines recommended at subacute carotid surgery, and some few guidelines recommended that we have to do urgent carotid endarterectomy, which means from 24 hours up to 7 days after the last attack. And it is because it's believed that the early risk of stroke in patients with moderate or severe carotid stenosis is about 25%. But this is the natural history of carotid stenosis. What we have shown in our studies that actually if you put them on the urgent and aggressive best medical treatment, then we can reduce the re-stroke dramatically.
How many patients did you look at to get this information?
Our setup started with we put all of our patients, which is 8,200 patients, we put them on the urgent aggressive best medical treatment. But what our focus is on the carotid stenosis patients, and it has been 250 patients that operated. It means that they did surgery after NASCAR issues. What we look at it is 250 patients that they operated.
Do these numbers give you significant power to be able to make this assessment?
Well, this is not a randomized trial. That's why we wrote it. But actually, statistically, it's a very good power because, it's only 5% of the patients that are coming in with a stroke and TIA actually have a carotid stenosis that should be operated. And that's why the other studies are very weak about carotid stenosis patients, and they fail to show this difference because there is only 5 or maybe 8% of these patients. In the way that we focus only on carotid stenosis patients, the answer is yes, because we have 250, and it's going to be statistically quite good. But of course, as we wrote, that this is not a randomized trial, and we hope some other centers that can test our results.
So where can you go now with this field of study? What's the next step?
Well, the next step that we have to think a lot, because we are doing a lot of guidelines today, and these guidelines are actually based on a very, very old RCT. What I hope is it's very, very new that you're showing in a different way of thinking to treat the patient with symptomatic carotid stenosis. It means that until today, it has been only we should operate them very, very fast, as soon as possible. But what I'm showing here that we have a bridge therapy, which actually makes the patient stable, and then we can make the surgery not very, very fast or emergency, but in a way, in early time. And what should we do from now is actually we have there are two RCTs that are going out, QUEST-2 and ECS-2, and we have to wait about the result of the randomized trial. But the problem is that the randomized trial, they don't have the same best medical treatment that we gave our patients, which is very aggressive best medical treatment. So what we need more RCTs to show what actually is best for our carotid stenosis patients.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Saeed Shahidi, submitting author of Risk of Early Recurrent Stroke in Symptomatic Carotid Stenosis After Best Medical Therapy and Before Endarterectomy. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member, and together we can change the global burden of stroke.